Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Muck, Calvin Buettenhoff is back on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation. You can call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Wednesday. That means Dr. Laura Hanks will be here at 11:33 for public cervix announcement. We were talking about BMI last week or the week before, and a listener emailed in to Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
Nice.
Jane Says at civicmedia.us about something called the in-body test, which is apparently a different way to measure how healthy you are.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that at 11:33 with Dr. Laura Hanks, also about the importance of vaccines. We have lots of things coming up on the show. Obviously, we want you to be a voter, baby.
Be cool.
Be cool. Everyone who's anybody is a voter. Deadline to register in your municipal clerk's office. You have to register in person at your clerk's office during business hours until 5 p.m. and you only have until August 9th. That's Friday. So make sure you're registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Go to myvote.wi.gov. Very, very important election. We have, it's next Tuesday.
Yep.
August 13th.
I think I'm going to vote early tomorrow.
Are you? Good for you.
Yeah.
Wisconsin primary. There are two constitutional amendments on the ballot that are very important.
Yes.
And will essentially give more spending power to the Joint Finance Committee and the legislature in emergency federal dollars, which currently is power that the governor has.
Yeah.
And I thought he did pretty well handling those dollars during COVID, considering that the Republicans gaveled in and gaveled out. Just a little reminder.
Yeah. I've said it before. I love the narrative that the Republicans are taking right now, which is if you want Governor Evers to have a slush fund. It's not a slush fund.
No.
It's money to help people.
It actually is accounted for.
Yep. It's all sitting there. There's no receipts unkept. And if you like things like clean drinking water, vote no. I know it sounds confusing.
Yeah, and it's intentional.
Yeah.
They're intentionally worded confusing. I will be voting no.
Yes.
Greg is going to vote no.
Correct. Sorry, not yes. No.
We just want you to vote. Myvote.wi.gov. I'm very excited.
Okay, folks listening to the show right now and on the live stream, Jane is filled with something. It is an emotion that, you know, we feel from time to time. We want to feel this more than often, but you're feeling it a lot lately, especially since you had it with Kamala when that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We were all nervous on Sunday.
Yep.
Monday we got fired up.
Yep.
We were jazzed as hell. And today you're fired up with the same emotion. What is that emotion, Jane?
I believe I've identified it as hope.
What?
I know. I saw this on Twitter, this clip on Twitter. It's almost unsettling at first. All this joy and kind-heartedness.
Yeah.
Kind of throws you off a little bit.
Yeah.
If you watched the rally last night from Vice President Kamala Harris and her VP selection, Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, they are in Eau Claire today.
Yes, they are.
So is J.D. Vance.
I was going to say, so is the Vance man.
Yeah, Vance man's going to be there too. It looks like they have wildly different venues.
One you said is a 30,000 seat.
I'm not certain that that's accurate.
Okay.
But yeah, I've seen anything from 10 to 30,000 for the Kamala Harris event.
I heard 10,000, and J.D. Vance's location looks like an OSHA violation.
It's at some company that produces aviation products, I believe.
Yeah, yes.
Something like that. But it looks considerably smaller.
Yes.
And
which is honestly,
that's fine, right?
Not every location's going to be an arena.
Well, right. And it's not always about size.
I'm not going to respond to that because it makes my feelings hurt. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're on a showing off tour right now. Kamala and Tim are there. This is their week long. And then after this, they probably won't see each other hardly ever until November. They'll be on different
tracks.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
and they're going to be all over the place this week. They've got like five different campaign stops this week. Donald Trump has one.
In Montana. Good golf in there.
Really big battleground state, Montana.
Yeah. I think it was like two electoral college votes right there.
I think, yeah. I think two, yeah. Calvin?
Well, I was going to say, based on the fact that it seems that Vance seems to be following Kamala around, and the confusing sign he added at his campaign event yesterday, yes. He might be campaigning for Kamala Harris.
If you're not sure what Calvin is referring to, there was a big Kamala and then the word chaos underneath.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the way the crowd was situated, you couldn't see the word chaos.
Yeah, just
all
like,
you could see was J.D. Vance's head and the word Kamala above it.
Yeah.
I saw something, and I don't know that this is true, that they didn't use union labor.
Oh, they never.
If they had used union set designers and set people, they probably wouldn't have allowed something like that to go.
No.
To go by.
No, because union labor would want to get paid, and they'd have to pay them by contract.
Yes.
But also, I was wrong. Montana does not have two. I'm sorry, Montana listeners.
Oh,
you
sorry,
have
Montana.
Four.
Okay. Respectable.
Yep.
It was such a different feeling watching last night's rally. It was remarkable. And we're going to cover Kamala Harris's comments first, and then we'll get to J.D. Vance. Then we'll get to Tim Walz. But I do want to start out with something that Tim Walz said right off the bat after Kamala Harris introduced him. Calvin, let's play that first clip about joy.
Thank you, Philadelphia. Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me, but maybe more so, thank you for bringing back the joy.
Yes. Yes. Joy and positivity and future looking, forward looking. Not once during that rally did I hear the word vermin or thugs.
Animal.
Animal. Traitor.
Hatred.
Hatred. Fear. It was a different message.
Yeah, these are two individuals who are what I would define as patriots in service to their country, in service to their states, in service to the people, in service to America. And personally, I think it's, you know, we discussed this before the show, and I would love to have a psychologist come on and talk about this, but, you know, Donald Trump as a candidate was on the scene in 2015, won in 2016. From 2016 till 2021, he was in the White House, or you know what I mean. And then the residuals, the residue of him for the past 3 years,
yes,
has left an indelible mark. That's, and I don't want to say the word traumatic because I feel like that can get overused, but it had an impact where things like this, Tim Walz and Kamala Harris on stage, bringing just unfettered joy, excitement, and happiness. I have to imagine for some Americans, it has to be a bit jarring because you don't, seeing your leaders be so vitriolic and so negative,
for so long,
angry for so long, for such little things, the pettiness. Seeing people act or being completely joyous at being around a group of people and bringing, as you said, the joy, or Governor Walz said, the joy, that wells you up. I mean, I watch them talk and I get teared up. I don't like that. That seems weird. I get emotional over it. But
it's like this comment I saw on Twitter. It's almost unsettling at first, all this joy and kindheartedness.
Yes. Yes.
Throws you off a little bit.
Can we, as a Midwesterner, can we tamp down the excitement?
855-752-4842. Tom from LA. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning. You know, I played football for 12 years, and my dad was a head football coach in Durand, Wisconsin, town of 2000, was on the county board. He has a lot of the same similarities in the National Guard as Coach Walz. And, you know, I really look at it like Coach Harris, head Coach Harris, and position Coach Walz. You know, we've got our team together now. Now it's time to do some blocking and tackling, and it's time for the season to start. And that means we have to get registered to vote. It means we have to get out there and vote like you guys need to, and vote no in this August upcoming election in Wisconsin. But the thing I don't understand is how it is that Republicans, I don't know what they're watching, but can talk about how the Democrats have no policies, but yet I'm sure you're going to play it here soon. But I mean, she talked about child care, health care, taxing billionaires, rent control, woman's right to choose, gun safety. I don't get where they mean that they're not talking about any policies, and all the policies are there to actually help everyday working people.
But Tom, all they do is they just put this big blanket over it. It's a Marxist, socialist,
Leninist,
liberal, communist,
Sean Leninist,
social agenda.
Agenda, yeah. And, feminist. And, don't forget feminist.
Yeah, liberal feminist and caravans. I mean, it's they don't want to talk about policies.
All they have to say is they don't have policies, and their true believers are like, well, they don't have policies then.
Yes.
They're not going to crack open Google and say, what are the policies of the campaign? Once those pundits, once those has-been politicians who are trying to find relevance on social media and on cable news say, they have no policies. The economy is in shambles. They don't care about you, and they want to take away your freedom, your guns, and your baby's guns. People just say, well, that must be true.
Yeah.
So they get to keep saying that because there are no real-time fact-checkers going, sorry, that's all wrong.
That's a lie.
That's all incorrect.
And
so
that's a lie.
But I mean, that's what they get to do, Tom. Unfortunately, that's the case, but it's what they get to do.
And we are going to hear some sound from Vice President Harris and also Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. He's got some great clips from his introduction last night. And when we return, I want to start with this. And we've talked many times, Greg, about how people in the Midwest have a hard time accepting compliments.
I'm having a hard time you talking to me right now. It's just it feels like you like me, and I don't know how to handle that.
All I could think of when Kamala Harris introduced him, because he had to stand there for a good 15 minutes and listen to her say all of these wonderful things about him.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. We're gonna do that when we return. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby is back after a couple of days off on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Just a reminder, tomorrow at 10:33, I'm really looking forward to have our guest, Andra Watkins, is a New York Times bestselling author. She also grew up down south in a Christian nationalist home. Mm. And I saw her on a podcast with Scott Dworkin talking about the Christian nationalist agenda and its influence on Project 2025.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating.
You spoke about the coding, too.
The code.
Yeah.
There's little code words in there that I think she has a lot of great insight in because she grew up with this.
Yeah.
And she attended a essentially Christian school or, you know, Christian nationalist schooling system. She talks about how she did not know basic geography.
Oh, of course not.
Because of the principles that they use in teaching kids. So
it should be a
really fascinating discussion. Andra Watkins joining us tomorrow at 10:33 to talk about Project 2025, which I just saw this morning. Ron Johnson, really, no Republicans want to talk about Project 2025.
No,
I never saw it. I never heard it. I never read it. What?
It's Project Non Gratis right now.
Nice.
Thank you.
Project Non Gratis. That's what we'll call it. Talking about the rally last night in Philadelphia by VP Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. And she, again, it was so interesting to watch him have to stand there and listen to all these wonderful things be said about him. We don't do that here.
No.
It makes us a little squirmy.
Oh.
And I thought he handled it really, really well. Let's talk first, Calvin. Let's play that clip about Coach Walls stepping up when he was a high school football coach.
Tim wasn't only a role model on the football field. Around that same time, Coach Walls was approached by a student in his social studies class. The young man was one of the first openly gay students at the school and was hoping to start a gay-straight alliance. At a time when acceptance was difficult to find for LGBTQ students, Tim knew the signal that it would send to have a football coach get involved.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I think this was in the 90s.
Yeah. I mean, GSAs or gay straight alliances, which are pretty common in public schools, at least, and I don't know about other schools. They need advocacy. They need to have a strong leader in the faculty.
And an ally.
And to have someone who, you know, the football coach in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Be the guy who say, I'll do it.
Yep.
That speaks volumes. And I was thinking about that too. Did he speak to his football players and say, I'm doing this thing? If you have a problem with it, one, talk to me. Two, it's your problem. But he stepped up. There it is. He stuck up for them. He stepped up, and he just feels like, I don't know. He just feels like your dad. It feels like, you know, your dad, like he's there for you.
There's so much material.
I know. And all of it is so lovely. I just love it.
All right. If you recall, after Donald Trump selected J.D. Vance as his running mate, and J.D. famously said, you know, people with children should get more votes, and childless cat ladies have no investment in our country. And it seemed like there might be some buyer's remorse on the Republican side. But of course, Trump then said vice presidents aren't important.
No.
Because he was asked if J.D. Vance would be ready to step in on day one. And Trump essentially said that they don't vote. It doesn't matter. It's not an important job. Whereas Kamala Harris said this last night about Tim Walz's preparation to step into the role.
With his experience, I'm telling you, Tim Walls will be ready on day one.
It's remarkable to me that the person who is next in line for the office of the presidency, that you would have one of the major candidates say, that's not him. Who cares?
Yeah, but at this point, are you even shocked? It would be headlines if Donald Trump would have said, J.D. Vance is fulfilling an important role to be the heartbeat away from the presidency in case anything happens to me. I'm confident in the decision, and I think he's the best man for the job to take over if it's necessary. Could you imagine if Donald Trump said that? People would say he was replaced by robots. Of course he said it doesn't matter. It's Trump. He only matters.
Right.
Well, not only is you would want your presidential nominee to have confidence in his VP's pick to step in day one, regardless of their situation, Donald Trump is the oldest candidate in U.S. history and survived an assassination attempt 3 weeks ago. So it's not like this abstract idea that could happen.
Absolutely. Right. And the same questions that were foisted upon Joe Biden, who, like, you know, for better or for worse, you know, has been a question for a year or so, if not longer. Those same questions are not being pushed at Donald Trump, although there is some polling that does show that after everything, and now that he is the oldest man standing, there are some Americans who think he might be a little too old for the job.
Well, I would like to see a series of articles from the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post, all about their concerns about Trump's mental acuity, because I think that that is a valid question. Especially if you've seen some of his posts lately.
Oh my God, post I show you earlier.
Oh, it's
unhinged isn't even a fair thing to say.
Is the post you're referring to, Greg, the Joe Biden fan fiction he wrote?
He now thinks that Joe Biden is going to show up at the DNC.
That's what I'm referring to.
And take back his decision to not run for a second term.
Is that where you referred to Kamala as Kambala or Kambala?
Yeah, whatever.
I truly think that's not even a thing other than kafefe. Like, his thumb's messed up.
Oh, he's looking, he can't land on an insult.
No. And
he's having a really hard time landing on an insult that sticks.
And I want to just a special shout out to Kamala Harris too, because one of the criticisms of the Biden administration, and we'll talk about criticisms here, is it felt like he didn't involve her enough in his administration. It always felt like she was maybe a step away from everything. And the fact that she has stepped up now and she's picked somebody that seems like they're going to work together the same way that Biden and Barack work together hand in hand and like whirly work. This is a refreshing thing too, because it did feel like that she wasn't always there. It felt like he was doing a lot of things on his own.
But who knows what she was doing in the background? I mean, she traveled to Nicaragua and El Salvador and all those countries. That was her role, to try and get those countries to do more on their end to prevent people from leaving their countries.
Oh, yeah. But I just, for me personally, during those 4 years, I wanted to see more visibility of Kamala on the world stage, and I didn't see that. So to see her pull up Tim, be like, this is your guy. This is my guy. This is our guy. Let's do this.
We're going to have some more clips from last night's rally, and we will keep you updated. Todd Alba is in Eau Claire, mm-hmm. and he is working his way into the Kamala Harris venue. If he is able, he will be checking in at some point over the course of the show, so stay with us. News is coming up next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A children's pie. So nice. So nice.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Give us a call, send in a text, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Speaking of, we're going to have to talk about Elon again.
Yes, we are.
Volume 2
yeah.
coming up after 11:06, mm-hmm. after the 11 o'clock news. Yeah. And Linda Yaccarino, who is the...
sounds like a name you made up.
She's running Twitter.
Yeah, she's the person who's like, you know, while Elon is out saving the world from... I don't know. She's the face of... We'll talk about her more in a moment, in a little bit. So.
Saving the world from the woke mind virus.
Thank yes, you. It's true. Oh, thank you, thank true. You, thank you, yes.
True. There's no vaccine for the woke mind virus.
Right.
Whoa.
That's coming up after the 11 o'clock news. And start thinking about it now at 10:50. We want to talk about it. I heard this on Todd's show yesterday between noon and 2 p.m. Vice presidential code names. You know, the Secret Service assigns code names to mm-hmm. the president, vice presidents, and their respective yeah. spouses. And we would like to know what you think the code names should be for Tim Walz and J.D. Vance.
Here's something I want to try to do. If you are following us on the Twitter or the X or whatever the X you call it, tweet that at Matt Nair on Air, hashtag it, VP code names. I want to try. I want to see something. If it works, if it doesn't work, whatever. But yeah, let us know.
Coming up, we'll do that at 10:50. Want to play some more clips from last night's rally in Philadelphia between Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And of course, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz appearing in Eau Claire today. We are going to be carrying it live across Civic Media.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it looks like that will start around 1 o'clock, but that's okay. always flexible.
Yeah.
Todd Alba is there, and as I understand, he's waiting in line to get into the venue now. If he is able to, he is going to check in with us before our show ends at noon. But if you want more coverage and you want to hear the rally live, we will be carrying that live. So keep it right here on Civic Media. But again, going back to last night, big, big crowd. In Philadelphia, very enthusiastic. We're going to play a couple clips from Vice President Kamala Harris. Let's start with that first one, Calvin, about Trump crimes.
He froze in the face of the COVID crisis. He drove our economy into the ground. And make no mistake, violent crime was up under Donald Trump. That's not even counting the crimes he committed.
Boom.
Good laugh line.
Yeah.
That was a really, really good laugh line.
Yeah.
He speaks with such ease. Absolutely. Both of them do.
Yeah.
Both of them do. And a great, they just have good presence.
Mm-hmm. There's something about Tim Walz that I really, really love. And I haven't seen Kamala do this yet, but I'm sure it does. It happens. But we've been seeing all these pictures of Tim Walz laughing and smiling and hugging and being joyous and
holding
fun.
A little pig at the state fair.
Oh my gosh, yes. Giving car advice. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But when he speaks with such heart and speaks from his chest, and like there's volume in his voice, and he'll be fun and happy. And as the crowd is cheering, that happiness will, that smile will start to melt away to the seriousness of what he's trying to get to. That like real thing of like, oh, we're having fun. Oh no, Tim is upset. What's Tim upset about? No, he wants to talk about important stuff. And when he needs to be important and when he needs to be respectful, he is.
Yes, absolutely. Let's play that second clip, Calvin, talking about people's decisions about who they love, who they marry, and what they do with their own bodies. Let's play Walz Mind Your Business.
Some of us are old enough to remember when it was Republicans who were talking about freedom. It turns out now what they meant was the government should be free to invade your doctor's office. In Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and their personal choices that they make. Even if we wouldn't make the same choice for ourselves, there's a golden rule. Mind your own damn business.
So Midwest.
Yeah.
That is so Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
It's just.
It's us.
It is us.
Yeah.
We are us.
We are us. Can we be Minnesota today right now? I mean, it's fine.
The other thing with Tim Walz, and if you go on TikTok, I think he has a lot of TikToks.
Okay.
That he's done with his daughter.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to that. I want to talk about his relationship with his kids versus the other side's relationships with their kids. But let's play his clip, Calvin, on IVF.
These guys are after my heart, chanting, mind your own damn business. That feels good, so thank you. Look, that includes IVF, and this gets personal for me and my family. When my wife and I decided to have children, we spent years going through infertility treatments, and I remember praying every night for a call for good news. The pit in my stomach when the phone rang, and the agony when we heard that the treatments hadn't worked. So it wasn't by chance that when we welcomed our daughter into the world, we named her Hope.
I just think there are so many people that resonates with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't forget, they want the Republicans, mm-hmm. the MAGA Republicans, the Project 2025 Republicans, want to institute fetal personhood, which will make IVF illegal.
Yeah. They want to just take away all your choices and your options now. It's not even a choice of whether you want to access abortion healthcare. It's whether or not you can even access the option of having children through advanced sciences. He said it right. When did they stop being the party of freedom? Honestly, there's an argument to be made. They never really were the party of freedom. They just took the American flag first and said, look at us, look at us. But this is pathetic. And there are members, Mike Pence, he and his wife conceived through IVF.
Yes.
So how does...
There are people on both sides of the aisle who have used IVF.
How does that make... Why are we not hearing them speak up saying, no, keep your hands off these things. These are like, it's the way to give life. Something that these Republicans find precious.
But I think there are a lot more people out there who share these thoughts and simply aren't saying them out loud because they might be one little tiny dot in a big, great big red sea.
Which is
one little tiny blue dot, I guess, in a great big red sea.
Well, if you are a person, to me, it's shame on you, Mike Pence isn't saying something. You are a person who has a voice and a platform. That party turned on you, called for your execution on a day in this country. And this type of thing, there's no confusing your politics, sir. You stand on a podium and you say, no, IVF is important to be protected and available, and we need to work something out here. We can't just get rid of it, or else this dream of you guys having babies goes away for a lot of people.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter who they voted for in November. So you have a voice, people. And if you are a celebrity of some sort, you have a responsibility to use it in this situation, I think.
And if you are one of those little blue dots living in a very, very red area, you don't have to speak up. Just speak with your vote.
Yeah.
Speak with your vote.
Yeah.
That is the most important thing in this election, is going to be voter turnout.
Mm-hmm.
We need massive, massive turnout.
We can't settle for 66%. That can't be the high water mark.
No, that's not high enough.
No.
There needs to be such a massive turnout that it is impossible for them to claim voter fraud, because they're setting up for that already, and they have been for a couple of years, actually.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be back right where we were in 2020 if it comes down to 20,000 votes in Wisconsin or 23,000 votes in Michigan.
Yeah, we want to make sure
it needs to be 100,000 votes.
They're going to challenge no matter what on anything and everything. It's going to be people in your way. It's going to be hard. We can't tell you exactly what, because who knows, that day isn't here yet. But all we know is you vote and you speak your truth. You make it undeniable, so that when they do take it to the courts, even more so than 2020, they're laughed out. Absolutely. Because they are wrong.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, if you would like to join us. Rob from Port Edwards on the line. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, folks. I'm going to be a little parochial here, at least as far as the state of Wisconsin versus the nation. If you folks could please beat the drum that this upcoming August 13th, Tuesday primary is imperative because of the two constitutional questions.
Yep.
It's important for the presidential races and Senate. I get it. But this is a biggie for our state. If you want to have the Republicans, never mind. If you want to have a legislature, regardless of who dictate what we spend our money on and how we spend it, I mean, they're throttling this state right now. And the numbers are there. The people are up in arms over it, but they need to get out and vote.
Yep.
Yeah. We've talked about it, Rob. We really have spent. And when we talk about this all the time, we know that you have a life and people have lives, and they're simply not able to listen, shockingly, to our program every single day because you have things going on in your own life. But if you ever want to re-listen to a segment, you can find all of our shows, every single one. Greg has show notes in there that tell you the guests.
Yeah.
We've talked to Deborah Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters about the August 13th referendum.
You can search her name.
We've talked to Dan Schaefer about it. We've talked to Joe Zepecki about it. So it is, you're absolutely right, Rob. This primary, this August 13th primary, it's next Tuesday, my friends.
Yes.
Make sure you're registered. If you want, as Rob pointed out, if you want the legislature to have more control over money that they're already refusing to spend, they're sitting on money that's been okayed for PFAS. They're sitting on money that was approved to help teach our teachers how to teach kids reading.
There's hospital money in
there.
There's
hospital money in there. If we want to see federal emergency money get held up in our state legislature, then you want to vote yes.
Yeah.
And if you don't, vote no.
And if someone says to you, it's a slush fund, they are lying.
Yeah, it's not a slush fund. Thank you so much, Rob. Really appreciate it. Brendan from New Jersey on the line. Good morning, Brendan. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, just a couple quick points. I did mention to you a week or so ago about the migrants coming up from southern Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's arrived? And the other thing I just wanted to say is please, please, please play the clip where he mentions wanting to debate with JD.
I think Calvin has that.
Calvin has that clip, Brendan. All right, we'll play it before we hit the break. Thank you so much, Calvin. You got that clip ready? Okay, let's take that for a spin.
Like all regular people I grew up with in the heartland, JD studied at Yale.
had his career funded by Silicon Valley billionaires, and then wrote a bestseller trashing that community. Come on! That's not what middle America is. And I gotta tell you, I can't wait to debate the guy. That is, if he's willing to get off the couch and show up.
Oh, God. Okay, I didn't hear the end.
What I did there.
You didn't hear the end of it?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
If you don't, we're not gonna go into the long explanation. All you have to do is Google it. If you don't understand what the references are, it's not true.
Keep safe search on.
It's not true.
Well, oh, Calvin has some breaking news. Geez. What's this? What?
So these are unconfirmed. I just saw them as text. They could be faked, I suppose. But there is a first edition of the book where the publishers pulled pretty soon after it was published that does have multiple stories about him doing things with couches.
We'll wait till if we find more confirmation. Tempting to just jump on it, as it were. But we're not going to do that. All right, we're going to talk about Secret Service.
Don't go so far.
Code names for the vice presidential candidates. Yeah. Stay with us and join us, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a man who leads a life of danger.
Okay.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. What is this? Danger Man?
Secret Agent Man.
Secret Agent Man.
We're talking code names.
I love it.
There it is. Code
names. Code names. We're talking about, yes, the rally last night between Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, really our first introduction to her choice for her vice presidential pick. Of course, they're appearing in Eau Claire today. Todd Alba is there. Civic Media will be taking that rally live. Right now, the time we're getting is about 1 p.m., but of course, that's got to be flexible, so keep that in mind. But we will have coverage for you, so keep it right here all day long on the Civic Media Radio Network. Want to go back to Tim Walz. And kids, I wanted to bring this up just very quickly.
Sorry, I thought you meant the kids.
No, Tim Walz does a lot of videos, TikToks and stuff with his daughter.
Yeah,
Hope.
Yeah.
And when you contrast that to J.D. Vance, who this week talked about how when Trump called him to tell him he was tapping him for VP, and J.D. Vance's 7-year-old son was very excited and wanted to talk about Pikachu, and he told his son, at least this is what he said. I said, and he's 7. Can you just shut the hell up?
Yeah.
I need to take this call from the president.
There's a lot of parents out there who would be like, yeah, you got to talk to your kids like that. They got to understand you're the parent.
You swear at them when they're 7?
My dad swore at me when I was 7.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I ever
swore. Although, here's the thing is, he has no concept, that little boy has no concept of what the president is.
Right.
And so therefore, I think back when I was a kid, if my dad would have said that to me, I would have run away in tears probably, because I was like, my dad's mad at me.
Oh, yeah.
Unless, I mean, and this is conjecture and me being kind of a slime ball, but I'll say it. Unless that's such a normal practice in the Vance household that they're used to their father being so quick to anger.
Dismissive.
Yeah, and dismissive and rude to their children. I know, you can't be friends with your kids' parents, but you can be nice to them.
Well, good heavens, I can't. He's 7 years old. And the other thing that I've been thinking about a lot, and not that this is necessarily critically important, but I do think it's very telling. When have we ever seen one normal picture of Donald Trump doing anything normal with any of his children? And sitting on his lap at a nightclub doesn't count.
That's not normal. That's gross.
I can't think of any photo that has ever been released of Trump and his children at any point in their lives.
Yeah. No,
going to a baseball game, going to a swimming meet, going to anything.
Meanwhile, you have someone like Tim Walz who just, you know, not only wants to tell you how to vote, but he wants to give you some pro tips on car repair. Can we play Calvin?
Calvin's screening.
Oh,
can
gotcha.
You play? Can you play Tim Walz pro tip, please?
Hey, everybody. Tim here. 11 days till the election, but it's my pro tip of the day out on the road. I got to show you this. This right here is the headlight harness on a 2014 Ford Edge. Ford, this is unacceptable. It burned out hot on the connector. So for $799 at Napa Auto Parts here in the city, you can replace this. Just clip off the back, use some shrink wrap connectors on there, tape it back together and put it back in. It's about a 5-minute fix and you're back on the road safe and sound. So pro tip of the day, second one is get out and vote for One Minnesota. Get out and let's take this state in a direction we know it needs to go. Go vote.
And
that's so funny.
You want to take that information. You want to take that part, take it right to YouTube University. If you don't know how, type in the model number, the model, the make, and it'll show you how to change that. And you just save yourself. I'm not kidding you, man.
No, you're very big on
YouTube University. Yeah. I mean, my gosh, I fixed my toilet on Saturday for $30.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Dietrich from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Dietrich. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much. Enjoying the show. Just want to let you know, me and my partner drove out to the site for the Harris rally.
Today?
And the line, today. And we were there around 9:30 a.m. And the line to get in cars was insane.
Great.
The line to get into the venue was insane. The police were not the least bit helpful and had just blocked off the roads when we were trying to enter the venue. And it's astonishingly how bad it was organized and how unhelpful the local police were.
Well, that's
J.D. Vance is right down the road. So the whole thing is deliberate.
Well, I don't know about that, Dietrich. I mean, I'm sad to hear that it's not very well organized. And we can't speak to what kind of police response there is right now. I guess I look at it as a good sign that there's so much interest.
Yeah.
And that there are so many people who want to attend.
We did play a clip on Pat's show this morning, and it was from the chief of police of Eau Claire talking about how they're working in hand in hand with Secret Service. And
that's a lot to coordinate.
It really is. Especially for a city that probably isn't used to these kinds of it. I mean, she is a sitting vice president. The security protocols alone, and then you have the vice presidential nominee coming to Eau Claire as well.
Right.
There's going to be a lot going on, and I don't want to get into the weeds of what could be done to, you know, they're trying to
intentionally
sabotage
yes, exactly.
But we hope that you get there, be safe, have fun. Call us back and let us know how it was.
How it's going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're waiting for Todd Alba to check in with us, too,
yeah.
If he is able to do so. And we will continue this conversation because when we come back, we're going to have to talk about Elon again. But we mentioned Secret Service code names.
I think you did all of this so you could just say the following term. Go ahead.
Okay.
What's your Secret Service code name for?
For Tim Walz, it would be prosecutor adjacent.
Oh, okay.
For J.D. Vance, it would be felon adjacent.
Okay.
For Tim Walz, as far as an actor to portray him, Tim Walz, his Secret Service code name could be Farley, because I saw they're trying to attack Tim Walz for being Chris Farley and being a larger person.
Oh, yeah, they're fat shaming him, even though he looks like he's in great shape now.
Yep. J.D. Vance could be Cat Lady. And then finally, vice presidential code names from the Secret Service for Tim Walz, Hot Dish.
There it is.
And for J.D. Vance, sofa cushion.
Oh, my God.
And there you go.
Get Mad Dad for J.D. Vance.
Mad Dad?
Yeah, Mad Dad.
Dad vibes.
No, because Dad vibes, that'd be Tim Walz. He gives me Dad vibes.
Oh, yeah. I meant Walz.
Yeah.
Oh, Bad Dad.
Bad Dad.
Bad Dad.
Bad Dad.
Dad vibes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
News is coming up next, and then we have to talk about Elon Volume 2. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
And if the wrong word slips while kissing persuasive lips, odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent. man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.